approached with a playful attitude. And I think that's what teaching should be. It should be a problem-solving activity, but with that element of play. So games enables us to teach a variety of things across the curriculum. Problem-solving, judgment, strategic thinking, narrative skills, improved attention, but also all of these. Multitasking, teamwork, independence, reflective practice, creativity, all can come from these games. Games are inherent in that they have assessment built in. They provide you with a challenge. You've got to do something to get somewhere. And to motivate you, they'll give you rewards along the way. And when you reach goals, you earn things. And you can take risks. And you can fail. And if you fail in the game, so what? You can do it again and get better and better. So failure isn't seen as a bad thing, but as a good thing. And that it's good to fail. And by failing, we get better. And I think that's a really important lesson that games can give us. It's about using familiar tools in a different setting and using devices that the children have at home within a classroom environment that they might not be used to seeing. So, what do we do at my school? We started with this gentleman on the right-hand side. Does anyone know who he is? Excellent. His name is Dr. Kawashima. And he does a game on the DS consoles called Brain Training, which is maths. So the children use it to... This is my classroom. Those are the children in my maths class, and that was taken last week. Okay?
Can I ask you a question? Have your school bought the games?
Yes, and we've bought the games. We've bought our own DSs. Okay. We have 30 consoles for 350 children. And we share it on the timetable. So you have a certain slot all the time. We use it for a variety of subjects, as I'll show you, but primarily we started with maths. Anything, notice anything about the picture? Any comments about the picture, about the learning?
Focused.
Focused? Anybody else? Or I will pick on you, because I'm a teacher.
Teamwork.
Teamwork, yes, good. They don't have a console each. They're sharing one. And that's deliberate on my half, so they talk to each other about what they're seeing on the screen and what they're learning. Anything else? Or more. Go on, what do you see?
They're sitting in pairs.
Sitting in pairs, so it's not, you're not having a console on your own, they're not lost in this world. And we use it for, there's various games on it. You can do times 20, so it's 20 calculations in a time, and they get better, and they're competing against themselves. My favourite, enjoyment results. We should have a league table of enjoyment results in school, not just about attainment. And this is what the children said, that they look forward to morning maths when it was there. This is when we first put the Nintendos in, which was 3 years ago. Multiplayer made points fun. You can practice your mental maths without having to worry about quick fire questions from the teacher. The children didn't feel they were on the spot. They could do it in their own time. They weren't competing against other members of the class, they were competing against themselves to get better for themselves. And that was really powerful for a lot of the children in the class, that they didn't suddenly see it as threatening, it was something they could engage with. And when we use the DSs, I use them as well. So when we do times 20, it's how quickly you can do 20 calculations. And I have to put my time up as well. So last year, I had age before they go to UK secondary school, which is 10, 11. And his fastest time was 14 seconds. And if you see Derek Robertson tomorrow, he's going to show you a video of an amazing boy who does it quicker than that. But the best time was 14 seconds, and I could not beat it. And his mental maths was so good. He was so fast. Didn't start off that year. At the beginning of the year, he was doing it in about 1 minute 15. So he shaved almost a minute of his time by just getting better and better. And yes, that's maths, and it's using the game. This is another game we use in the DSs. Professor Layton and the Curious Village is a story that's beautifully crafted. And David spoke this morning about storytelling. And the images are just gorgeous. And it's about a professor and his able-bodied assistant. And they have to solve mathematical puzzles to solve a larger puzzle. So we used this in Year 6. And we didn't give a console each. We gave a console to 6 children. So they all had to work on the console to decide which path they followed, which way they should go. And we linked it to literacy, to maths, to art and design, to ICT, and